From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Jack Sonderegger, reading Desecration by Tim LaHaye and Jerry B. Jenkins. Now, let's begin with Desecration. Prologue.
"We can all keep our fingers crossed," Max said. "I've seen those quasis do amazing things based solely on what the flight management system onboard computer tells it to do, but this is a long flight on its own, and I've asked it to do some interesting stuff, barring turbulence."
"Cross our fingers," Hannah said. "Only God can make this work. You're the expert, Captain McCullum, but if this thing goes down anywhere but deep in the Mediterranean, it won't take long for someone to discover no one was aboard."
The plane was not free-falling toward the Mediterranean. No, this multi-million Nick marvel of modern technology was accelerating, her Bernicans hot, the vapor shimmering in a long trail. The strange attitude and angle sent the craft careening toward the shore approximately three-quarters of a mile south of the crowd. The quasi, and ostensibly her two-man crew, and two passengers, slammed the beach perfectly perpendicular at near the speed of sound. The first impression of the shocked-to-silence crowd had to be the same as Buck's. The screaming jet engine still resonated even after the plane disintegrated, hidden in a billowing globe of angry black and orange flames. An eerie silence swept in, followed less than half a second later by the nauseating sound of the impact, a thundering explosion accompanied by the roar and hiss of the raging fire. Buck hurried to his car and phoned Rayford.